Is there a situation in your life that needs to change? Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory for a message on getting the results Jesus wants for you. Now, here is Kenneth Copeland.
Ephesians 4, now, verse 7, unto. Well, now, wait a minute, Lord, what about verse 4? There is one body, one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, through all, in you all. One. Not God and a bunch of little unworthy worms. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Anointed One and His anointing. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He went to hell for this body. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, which is the building up of the body. In the anointing. I want to know why. I want to see God's concept. Why would he do this kind of thing? When we got born again, why didn't he just say, well, come on up here. You don't need to be down there in that death pool anymore. Come on. Why did he do that? Why did we have to stay here? Why have I been here the last 43 years instead of in heaven? Building up this body. Why? Why does it need to be built up? Because it has a ministry work to do. No. Not the ministry work of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. No. He said he sent apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We have a ministry, which is the development of the saints for their ministry, which is the building up of the body of the Anointed One. And this anointing, to carry this anointing, that's the ministry of the whole body. I don't care if he calls you into the car business, that's your ministry. I don't care if he calls you into the practice of law, it is your ministry to edify and build up the body of Christ and be a testimony that Jesus is alive. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till, now you're about to get the purpose here, till we all come. Everybody that thinks they are insignificant in the body of Christ are dragging the body down. So you're significant either way. You're significant if you take the word of God and do your part. You're significant if you don't. Because the scripture says when one of us hurts, they all hurt. You can't do anything that doesn't affect the body of Christ. Nothing. Till we all. Now what? Unto every one of us is given. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, the knowledge of this body, the knowledge of Him that is developing it, to see Him and know Him as he actually is, not like religion and like the world paints of Him. Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and say nothing about doctrine, in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a mature, growing, he mentions it even again, just a verse down, where he said, but speaking truth in love may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even growing up into all things, even into the anointing of Jesus. Well, hey, don't look at me in that tone of voice. Didn't he say, the works that I do, you to do also? And then he went ahead further than that, and in greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to my Father. Well, did he go? He went in order to do this right here, to set this up for this body to be doing that. Now, speaking the truth in love may grow up into Him in all things. Now notice this. Under the measure of the stature, your cross-reference will say, or age, the growing up. See, it's referring to growing up, maturing in Him. Unto the measure or the measurement of the stature, the full age, full growth of the fullness of the anointing of Jesus. This body, in the eyes of God, is supposed to be growing up, walking in the, just like Jesus, thinking like Him, talking like Him, acting like Him, thereby gaining His results in everything. Forget what's happening out there in that world. I know you and I need personal help and faith and so forth, like Gloria's talking about today. But if you start walking in this, you ain't going to have any problem with your personal problem. They get swallowed up in this. Amen. And when you understand that God needs you to be this way, that's what gives you the strength to do it. The idea that you need to be this way, it ain't going to get you very far. No, it'll start crumbling up against the pressure that the devil put on you. But when you realize, hey, God needs me here, man. Now, notice here again, God is building something here that is the image of Jesus that has place, says, and grace, says, on every member of the body of Christ, and his plan is that original blessing. Always. You can always go back to that original blessing, and the plan is right there. He planted a garden, and He put the man in it. And then He blessed them, saying, be fruitful. That's the perfect will of God for all men for all time. He could have said, up to a point. But He didn't. Multiply and reap, or increase all the time. Increase all the time. That's God's plan. He never planned for you to shrink up. It's the kingdom of darkness that causes decrease and destruction and all that. He's always on the grow. Amen. And have dominion over the earth, replenish it, have dominion over it, over everything. Amen. So that's His perfect will. That's His perfect plan. And the blessing was the power to govern this planet with the same power that created it, to replenish it and to protect it and put the devil in the hole and don't ever let him out. Amen. So, till we all come into a mature man under the measure, the measurement is the full stature, full age, the fullness of the anointing of Jesus everywhere. Everywhere in the earth. And Jesus said, now you go into all the world. He wasn't talking about when he said world, he wasn't talking about the earth. We, in English particularly, we use the word world and planet and earth like they were exactly the same thing interchangeably, and they're not. Not in the Bible particularly. When he said go into all the world and preach the gospel, what is the gospel? The scripture foreseeing God would justify the heathen by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Well, that wasn't but three people, that's Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah. He blessed them, saying, same thing he said to Adam. So now, what is the gospel? What was Jesus talking about? You go tell all the descendants of Shem. You go tell all the descendants of Ham and Japheth. Now, Ham and Japheth represent the world. That Babylonian system that was set up around the Tower of Babel that God kept with the word confusion back there centuries and centuries ago, and that every system the world has ever known since, created by men trying to meet their own needs without God, every one of those systems is a social system. And Jesus is saying, you go into that world, you go into that Babylonian financial system out there, and you preach the blessing of Abraham is available to you, and it'll meet every need you can dream of and beyond. That's the good news. It includes salvation and healing and divine prosperity and guidance by the Holy Ghost in the past and the present and the future, and Jesus is Lord in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And he said, you seek that, and all these things will be added to you. Why? I want to know why. Why? How? All these things be added to me. Bill, I got to know why. Why? Why? Seek first the kingdom of God. All these things be added to you. Well, that's wonderful. I believe the will. Jesus said it. Why? You seek first the kingdom of God, you're going to run up onto that blessing. You start walking by the faith of Abraham and the kingdom of God, it starts activating that blessing. What does the blessing do? Replenishes the earth. Huh? You agree with that?
I agree.
Uh-huh. That's what you get for sitting on the front row. And that's what you get for being my preaching buddy, too, because I can get on you here. But that's what happens, see? The blessing starts functioning. It starts where you start working, right there in your household. That's what happened to us in that little shotgun house up there in Tulsa. The Lord is my shepherd. I don't want. I don't have pressure from wants. I just got to have that. Oh, God, I got to have that. No, that left while we were in that little old house. Well, we knew a better house was coming. We knew a better car was coming and all that. But I was so busy preaching the gospel, I quit paying any attention to what I was driving. Didn't care. I rolled that care over on God. I'm busy. I ain't got time to talk about that. When as long as I stayed that way, the stuff just kept coming. In 11 months' time, we were out of debt. Completely and totally, and I couldn't sit down today and tell you exactly how that happened. It just kind of seemed like, I don't know, it just evaporated or something. Why? The whole first year, we didn't take any salary out of this ministry. Are you kidding? There wasn't any. But God just moved in ways, and I called up to renew my note again. $3,000 note. Dear Lord, Mr. Ben McCandless, bless his heart. I tell you, I got to bless that man every time I think about him. He's a good friend of my dad's, and he's president of the bank. And, man, that note, he hid that note from the bank examiner, brother. I mean, that thing, you could take that note, it'd been there so long, you could see the rise and fall of the U.S. economy, brother, because I couldn't pay the thing off. I'd put a little dab on it, you know, and then something else would break. Dear Lord, you know, I just like that. And the last $55 on this green earth that Gloria and I owed anybody was Mr. Ben. I had called him over that note. This $55 wasn't on that note. I called him over that note, and we were still living in that little place in Tulsa, but we had left ORU, and we'd gone out in this ministry full-time in late summer, early spring of 1967. Oh, Lord. And so I called him. I said, Mr. Ben, I know that note is due. My goodness, I said, I have to apologize to you, sir. But I said, nah, let me tell you something. Things are different now because things have changed. Gloria and I know Jesus. We're in this thing full time strong. And I'm telling you this in the name of Jesus, God will give me the money to pay that note and I will pay it. He kind of chuckled. He said, Kenna, he said, that note is paid. I said, what'd you say? He said, that note is paid. I'm thinking, why didn't somebody tell me? But it hadn't been all that long. I said, who paid it? He said, I'm not at liberty to say. I said, why not? He said, because they came into the bank and made me promise that you were only to give the Lord Jesus credit for it because he spoke to this person and told them to come here and pay that note. Well, yes, Brother Copeland, but you're a preacher. So what? I know preachers everywhere this ain't working for. Now, it don't work for me because I'm a preacher. It doesn't work for me because I'm called as a prophet, because I'm called as a teacher. It worked for me because I'm a believer. It didn't work for the Apostle Paul because he's an apostle. It worked for him because he's a believer. Do you think there ever was an apostle back in those days or now that God called, that refused and never did do what God called him to do? Oh, are you kidding? By the thousands and thousands and probably millions. So it wasn't working for him because he's an apostle. It worked for him because he's a believer. He's a man of faith. Well, God's no respecter of persons, and he's no respecter of persons. He didn't call him as an apostle because he was greater than anybody else. He called him as an apostle because before the foundation of the world, he created him one. And in God, there ain't no difference. Which is the most important, the apostle or the guy that works at Wendy's? But he's a partner and sows his seed. See, God don't give you, he doesn't give you credit. If you obey him and all you sent was $40 or $10 or $5, if you obeyed him, then your gift is the same size as anybody else's. God, in fact, I'll tell you this, God, in fact, will give you credit for paying for the whole thing. That's the way he does that. Why? You're part of the body, man. You're part of this thing. And there's no difference with God. That little woman that put her two mites in that offering that day, Jesus said, you're her offering bigger than anybody's here. Amen. Now, in closing this, let's wrap this because I've got a couple of scriptures here. I want to read it quickly so I have them put into your spirit and into your mind. Verse 16, from Jesus, the whole body, say whole body.
Whole body.
Remember, every one of us, whole body, fitly joined together.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now notice, this is right in the teachings of the manifestations of the Holy Ghost through the body out to the rest of the body and through that stepping stone to the world. The blessing to the world. Verse 18. But now hath God set the members. Okay, what did it say? From Jesus, the whole body fitted together. The joints are Jesus' choice, Jesus' design. Why? Because the Father created you before the foundation of the world. And then He assigned you the place that most closely, exactly mirrors you and Him together, the place where you be the most thrilled, the happiest, the most prosperous, the most grace, the most anointing, the most results, the most fruit, everything, the biggest abundance beyond all you could ask or think.
Every day, a personal word.
I could laugh again.
A word that will never fail you.
Hello?
Hijo, I'm healed.
Through changing seasons and changing circumstances, with the passion to see you walk in victory every day of the year, building you stronger.
I'm not afraid anymore.
Learning how to consistently win in every area, from health to family to finances, by applying God's Word.
I met a need.
365 messages of encouragement taken from their personal experiences and created to equip you with scriptures to overcome life's trials.
I helped someone today.
The Copelands know that the fight of faith isn't won overnight.
I showed a different way.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland wrote From Faith to Faith, a daily devotional.
I changed.
From Faith to Faith is your daily guide to victory. From Faith to Faith. Real Word, real life, real victory. From Faith to Faith, a daily guide to victory, a devotional from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is available in either green or blue for just $12.95 each. A great price to buy multiple copies for family and friends. For faster processing and a product discount, order your devotional online at kcm.org. From Faith to Faith will help you build strong faith for every day. Order yours today. For this and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeremy Pearson. Now, what an outstanding message we have heard today on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but it's true. We all, including you, have a ministry. Our ministry is to edify and build up the body of Christ, to be a testimony and a witness that Jesus is alive. But listen, you can't be a witness to anything if you haven't seen and you haven't heard. That's what makes you a witness. And when you begin to think like Jesus, what do you suppose would happen? What do you think would happen if you and I begin to think like Him, talk like Him, act like Him? I'll tell you what will happen. We will get His results. Amen. Now listen to me. God needs you right where you are. If He has placed you there, and wherever that is, if that's in the car business, God needs you there. If He's placed you as a teacher, as a student, a mechanic, as a preacher, wherever it is, if God's placed you there, it's because He needs you there. And we all need to be in our place. And I want you to say this. Say, I will be at the right place, at the right time, sharing Jesus and getting His results. Amen. Now you need to have the Word of God going in your eyes all the time. Again, how can you be a witness to something you haven't seen? And one of the tools that we have here at this ministry that's going to help you keep the Word going in you on a daily basis is our daily devotional called From Faith to Faith. This is just an excellent way to put the Word of God in your eyes, getting down into your heart, because when it does, it'll come out of your mouth and begin to change things around you. You need to be in your Bible every single day of the world. And this is so important that we make these kinds of things available to you. And of course, this is two devotional here, but they're the same content. One is a man's version and one is for the ladies. These are some of the greatest tools that you can get a hold of to help you get into the Word of God and let it begin to to affect and change your life forever. Amen? Amen. Order yours today. And let me tell you about an upcoming meeting with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They are coming to Branson, Missouri for the annual Branson Victory Campaign. That's March 3rd through the 5th at Faith Life Church. That's Pastor Keith and Phyllis Moore, their church. This is the 9th year for this meeting. And I'm going to tell you something. This is from my own personal experience. This is one of the most outstanding meetings that you could ever come to. Now, their church is located right there on the Branson Strip, so it's not hard to find. But if you get into this meeting, you'll be edified, encouraged, and strengthened in the Word of God. You do not want to miss this meeting. There's going to be healing school on Saturday morning. Just a great atmosphere where the Word of God is being preached by my grandmother, Gloria Copeland. You get into that atmosphere, and that is a place to receive your healing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for being a part of this meeting. And if you want more information about this and other meetings going on, go to kcm.org. And again, just like Brother Copeland has shared, in 2011, everything is going to be all right. What are we going to do? We are going to have faith in God. Thank you, partners. We love you so much. This is Jeremy Pearson reminding you that God loves you. We love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Join us for the Words of His Power Conference, Thursday to Sunday, the 10th through 13th of February at Words of Life Fellowship Church, North Miami Beach, Florida. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Event Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.